Washington, this is VOA News. Armed pro-Russians push into Ukrainian cities. Saudi intelligence chief resigns. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Six armored personnel carriers with armed men riding on top and flying Russian flags rolled into the Ukrainian city of Slovyansk near the Russian border Wednesday. Some of the men claim they are Ukrainian soldiers who have switched sides to join pro-Russians who control several government buildings there. Armed pro-Russians also hold municipal buildings in Donetsk, another city where separatists are demanding referendums on splitting with Ukraine to join Russia. A crowd of pro-Russian local citizens also stopped several Ukrainian military vehicles on the outskirts of the town of Kramatorsk, blocking their way. They forced the soldiers to hand over parts of their weapons, rendering them unusable, before allowing the troops to continue on their way. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the growing crisis in Ukraine is bringing the country to the brink of civil war. A Ukrainian envoy says he is hopeful four-way Ukraine talks Thursday in Geneva will improve all situations going on. Lisa Schlein reports.
Foreign ministers from the United States, European Union, Russia, and Ukraine are to hold crisis talks Thursday in an effort to prevent the standoff between Russia and Ukraine from spiraling out of control. Ukrainian ambassador to the United Nations in Geneva, Yuri Klimenko, says it will not be easy to restore stability in his country, nor to get Russia to back off.
This meeting will not consider the issues pertaining to the internal affairs of Ukraine, but measures for the escalation of pressure on the borders of Ukraine, as well as ways for resuming trade and economic relations between Ukraine and Russia based on mutually profitable market principles.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
About 300 people are still missing after a ferry capsized off the southern coast of South Korea Wednesday, with more than 462 people on board, most of them high school students. Coast Guard officials say 174 people have been rescued and four are confirmed dead. Many are feared trapped in the submerged ship or stranded in the water. South Korean Navy SEALs continue their search inside the sunken vessel, but officials warn those trapped inside may not have survived. The boat set off from Incheon City Tuesday night for a 14-hour trip to the resort island of Jeju when it capsized. Officials say they're not sure what caused the ship to sink, but some survivors reported hearing a loud impact before the vessel rolled onto its side. That robotic submarine searching for the wreckage from the missing Malaysian airliner was once again forced to cut short its mission Wednesday. The Australian agency coordinating the search says an unspecified technical problem forced the Bluefin 21 autonomous underwater vehicle to resurface. It is using sonar to create a three-dimensional image of the floor of the southern Indian Ocean, where the Boeing 777 is believed to have crashed. U.S. Navy officials warn it could take up to 2 months for the submarine to search the 600-square-kilometer area, which has never been mapped. Saudi Arabia's intelligence chief, Prince Bandar bin Sultan, was removed from his post at his own request. Edward Uranian has details.
The news that Prince Bandar bin Sultan is being replaced as Saudi intelligence chief was cheered by his arch enemies, including Iran and its top allies, Syria and Lebanon's Hezbollah. Iran's Al Alam TV blamed the prince for supporting al-Qaeda in Syria and attributed his political demise to his failure to defeat Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The 65-year-old prince is being replaced by his deputy, General Yusuf al-Idrisi. Bandar had been spearheading Saudi efforts to unseat President Assad in the bitter and bloody Syrian civil war, supporting various Sunni rebel factions. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A press freedom group says Iraq continues to lead the world in unsolved murders of journalists. In what's called the Impunity Index, the New York-based Committee for the Protection of Journalists ranked Iraq first for the seventh consecutive year, saying 100 journalists have been killed there in the last decade without any convictions. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. Details on these and other stories on our website on the Internet at voanews.com.